Dear brothers and sisters, today's catechesis presents the life of St. Paul, the great missionary whom the Church honors in a special way this year. Born a Jew in Tarsus, he received the Hebrew name Saul and was trained as a tent maker. Around the age of 12, he departed for Jerusalem to begin instruction in the strict Pharisaic tradition, which instilled in him a great zeal for the Mosaic law. On the basis of this training, Paul viewed the Christian movement as a threat to Orthodox Judaism. He thus fiercely persecuted the Church of God until a dramatic encounter on the road to Damascus radically changed his life. He subsequently undertook three missionary journeys, preaching Christ in Anatolia, Syria, Cilicia, Macedonia, Achaia, and throughout the Mediterranean. After his arrest and imprisonment in Jerusalem, Paul exercised his right as a Roman citizen to appeal his case to the emperor. Paul exercised his right as a Zeus, so Luke makes no reference to Nero's decision. He tells us that Paul spent 2 years under house arrest in Rome, after which, according to tradition, he suffered a martyr's death. Paul spared no energy and endured many trials in his anxiety for all the churches. Indeed, he wrote, "I do everything for the sake of the gospel." May we strive to emulate him by doing the same. I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, including the Augustinian Spinellian lay associates from Malta, and also the groups from Scotland, Ireland, Denmark, Dominica, and the United States of America. May your pilgrimage renew your love for the Lord and his church after the example of the Apostle St. Paul. May God bless you all.